Tala for love, everyone. Morning. Firstly, I just wanted to say how grateful I am to be here and to have the chance to speak with you all. I've been away on holiday for the last few weeks, and it's actually been quite nice coming back to church. I've been missing it quite a lot because some of my family don't go to church anymore, so which meant that I didn't go, and then the whole shebang, just anything like that. It's really great to be back, especially in this space and with you all here. Over the holidays, I've been blessed to spend a lot of time with family, and it's really special reconnecting with each and every one of them, sharing food, stories, and just being all together. It's quite nice. But if I'm honest, it's also been pretty tiring. You know, spending that much concentrated time together, even with the people you love the most, it can be draining. Tomorrow, I'm heading off yet again, this time to New Plymouth to spend more time with family before the school year begins. It's been a pretty hectic summer for me already, with lots of things going on, lots of different personalities, and in bold, lots of driving. Needless to say, the holidays can be both fun and exhausting. As I've been thinking about today's topic, I've realized just how closely it connects with how I've been feeling throughout these holidays. For those who haven't been here for the past few Sundays, like myself, we are continuing our summer series, Jesus Shares Our Struggles. This topic is super relevant for us today. Often when we think about Jesus, we notice his glory, his power, his divinity, and the incredible miracles he performed throughout the Gospels, showing us Jesus as God. But this series invites us to explore the humanity side of him, the feelings he carried, the burdens he bore, and the struggles he faced, showing us Jesus as human. When I was asked to speak in this series, I found it really intriguing to take time to slow down and reflect on Jesus' emotions throughout the Gospels, and to look more closely at the human side of who he was. One moment that stood out for me most clearly is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. I think most of us know that story. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we read that Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane with three of his disciples and asked them to stay close and to keep watch as he prayed. He knew that he was about to be betrayed, arrested, and executed. And the Gospels help us picture how heavy this was for Jesus. Matthew says he began to be sorrowful and troubled, telling his disciples, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." Mark says he was deeply distressed and troubled. And Luke adds that he was in anguish, praying so earnestly that his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. Together, these Gospels show us that Jesus was truly overwhelmed, both emotionally and physically in that moment. This gives us a powerful glimpse into what Jesus was feeling, knowing what was about to happen. In Mark's Gospel, we see the weight of what God the Father was asking of him, to be crucified and to pay for the price for the sins of the world. Jesus was so anguished that he prayed, "Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Submitting his deepest sorrow to God the Father, even in his lowest moment. Throughout Jesus' ministry, he was constantly performing miracles. And interestingly, the more and more he told people to spread the news, the more they did. The crowds kept growing and more people were coming to him. Personally, that would be pretty overwhelming for me too. If we put it into our context today, many people struggle with large crowds and constant demands. I often hear terms like extroverts, introverts, and having a social battery. These ideas are real. because we're all wired differently. And some of our social batteries decline faster than others. That's just the reality. On top of that, the mental and emotional weight we carry when we're constantly processing information, meeting expectations, and responding to people can feel overwhelming. When we read the Gospels, we see that Jesus lived under the same pressure. Crowds followed him everywhere. People were constantly asking of him, things of him. And yet we often see Jesus withdrawing to quiet places to pray. In passages like Mark chapter 1, verse 35, and Luke chapter 5, verse 16, Jesus steps away from the crowds to be alone with God the Father. This shows us that needing space, rest, and quiet isn't weakness. It's human. And it's something Jesus himself modeled to us. While scripture doesn't directly say that Jesus was overwhelmed by crowds, not what I saw particularly, when you read through the Gospels and see how rapidly his following grew, it's hard not to imagine that he felt the weight of it. The expectations, the noise, the pressure, even the Pharisees. It was quite constant. As I continued to read through the Gospels, it also became clear that Jesus' interactions with his disciples wasn't always the greatest. There were misunderstandings, disagreements, different personalities, and moments where they were just simply not grasping what Jesus was teaching. In Mark chapter 4, verse 12 to 13, Jesus says, "So that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding, otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Here he's quoting Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. Then Jesus says to them, "If you can't understand the meaning of this parable, how will you understand all the other parables?" I can imagine, especially for those of us here who are teachers, how frustrating that must have been. You know, when you give clear, concise instructions, explain something over and over again in your lesson, and when it comes to the assignment time, boom. What's happening, sir? What are we doing? You know, it just doesn't make sense. But, you know, your patience starts to wear thin, and you get tired, and sometimes you get hopeless, you feel hopeless. And yet Jesus continued to teach, to guide, and to love them even in his frustration and weariness. That to me shows just how deeply Jesus shares in our struggles. So church, I just want to gently encourage you today. I know life doesn't slow down even in the holidays, and it can be quite heavy and demanding at times, personally for me. If you find yourself tired, overwhelmed, or struggling to make sense of your emotions, know that you are not alone. Jesus understands. In those moments, do what Jesus did. Go to God, lament to him, pour out your heart, your frustrations, and your fears, because God is big enough to hold them. And he listens with compassion and understanding. And after you've brought all of that to him, turn to the scriptures. Sit with the word. Let the stories of God's faithfulness remind you of who he is and what he can do. When we place our trust and our faith in him, we discover again and again that God is faithful. And he will walk with us through every season and struggle of life. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. As you were talking about introvert and extrovert, I remember back to uni, and I did a personality test. And I was like, there's five on one side, which is introvert, and there's five on extrovert, and I was five on extrovert. And I think my wife is probably maybe a four or three on introvert. She, don't get me wrong, she loves people, she's good with people, but they tire her out. So coming together, being married, and I want to have people around all the time, and her kind of feeling drained, that was a real struggle for us. I had a look, the word find that we had here, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And I felt that was just really appropriate to what Bati is saying. No matter what we're going through, we can come to Jesus. We, as Baden talked about, we seek relationship with him. And when we trust in Jesus, when he's our friend, we can come to him with whatever we have, and he will give us rest. And he will help us to carry these burdens. Let me pray. Father God, just thank you for Bati's message today, and thank you for the fact, Lord, that you are with us. Whatever we are carrying, whatever we go through during our week, when we're tired, when we're struggling, with our joys, Lord, that we can come to you, Lord, and that you will help us through that. Lord, you have modeled a perfect way to live, and Lord, you want to help us to emulate you, even though we will fall short over and over again. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, and thank you for your goodness to us each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.